Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're covering the powerful impact of two small words, I'm sorry. Yesterday the topic was when you're wrong. Today's topic is when you're right. Getting in trouble when you've done something wrong is bad enough, but being the object of anger when you've done nothing wrong is especially difficult to stomach. It's happened to all of us. You do something totally innocent, but something about it leaves you looking as though you had ill intentions. The most common reaction is to spring into the role of defense attorney and to begin to plead your case. But no matter how hard you try, there seems to be nothing you can do or say to prove your innocence. They think that you were wrong, but you know that you were right. What is the right thing to do in such a situation? There are basically two options. One is the most popular, and that is to return anger and attitude in an effort to reinforce your innocence. The other, much less popular choice, is to keep your cool and remember that anger is the result of a blocked goal. Some aspect of what you did, or what they think you did, blocked a goal in their mind. Identify that blocked goal and you may be able to salvage the situation. For example, if they thought you said something bad about them, even though you didn't, the blocked goal may very well be that they thought you would never do such a thing, and now, as far as they believe, you have. What you must do is quickly pull out the weighing scales of relationship. Set on one side your relationship with this person. Set on the other side the act of swallowing your pride and apologizing, even though you did nothing wrong. If nothing else, say that you're sorry that their feelings are hurt and reinforce the fact that you would never do anything to intentionally harm them. There is a saying that goes, I'll take wrong. It's something you say when the value of your relationship with someone exceeds the small price of humility. Master this attribute and you will have friendships that will last a very long time. Join me again tomorrow as we cover the benefits of saying, I'm sorry. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.